Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time, number 68. Erase the hate. I've got my wingman, Zamizzle.
Hi, all you cats and kittens.
Oh, you had to go there.
Oh, I had to.
Look, it's Tom Hanks did it. You had to do it?
Yes. It's only fair.
It is only fair.
It's only fair.
I mean, it is Tom Hanks.
It
you
is
know
Tom
what I mean?
It is Tom Hanks.
And he can get away with things like
he
that.
He can get away with a lot of things.
Yeah.
Not a lot of things, but a lot of things. Anyway.
Anyway, we're here. It's going to be awesome. What do you call it?
When is it not?
It's because it always is. We didn't get up to that
go.
Part. We didn't get to that part. Hold
damn
on.
Right.
Hold on
all
one
right,
moment,
all
sir.
Right, all right.
Zam Sizzle.
Yeah.
Sam Sizzle
whatever,
D Dizzle.
Brimstaroni.
Oh, hey. That's a Kimberlina Bombolina thing.
Oh, excuse me.
You can use it. I don't care.
I know.
Anyway, as always, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane and Tail hair care products, Discover the Secret, and Bear Dynamic high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. So, what do you call it? An epic episode. I think we did. I hit that earlier. I don't even remember.
Is it going to be an epic episode?
I don't know. Maybe not, because I can't
you
remember what the
did?
Hell I said.
You kind of did, and then I said, "Well, it always is." So
yeah.
And you're like, "We didn't hit that yet." I'm like, "Yeah, we did."
Yeah, we did.
We're looping back.
I am wrong.
You're looping.
It is one of those days. Okay. All right. And I'm just going to blame it on quarantine, since everybody else is blaming everything on quarantine.
Honestly, that's all I say. That's quarantine, baby.
That's quarantine. Anyway, what do you call it? As always, we got this.
Today's secret word is
protest. So, in support of every protest that's going on right now for the Black Lives Matter movement,
we want
you to scream real loud and scream real proud. What do you call it? So, if you hear the secret word again, remember, doesn't matter where you are. Hopefully, you're protesting, but you hear it, scream real loud.
Mm-hmm.
Scream real loud. Scream real loud.
Scream real loud.
That's what I'm talking about. So, this week was a whole lot of idiocy, my friend.
Too much. Way too much. So much so that I'm honestly exhausted from it.
Really?
I really
Me
honestly
too.
Am. There, like, because I'm on social media a lot. Like, I may not post, but I lurk. And by lurking means I just literally look at everything. I read things. I digest the information.
Yeah.
I do a lot of that. And that's why you don't see me post too much. Honest to God.
You don't post. You don't like. You don't write.
Exactly.
There's no love.
I read and I move on. Sadly, I should do more interactivity. You're right.
You should be doing a lot more activity.
Trust me. I know that. And it's a shame that I don't.
Okay.
But it exhausts me.
Yeah.
It really, truly does. With everything going on. Not saying I am not still gung-ho for the cause.
Oh.
But it is still exhausting.
Yeah, it is ridiculously exhausting. And then you get shoved down these rabbit holes.
Yeah,
of things
exactly.
You have, and you have to watch it, because it's like, is this, and you're in disbelief. It's like, is this is actually going on in our world right now?
Yep.
Like, this is really happening.
Yep.
This is the crazy crap that you see in movies.
We are now under a tyrannic rule. And no one seems to get that anymore.
No. And, you know, again, with the whole thing with the non-politics, you know, it's hard during all this.
Because this is all that there is. There's almost undivided attention at this point, because the quarantine has shut basically everything down. COVID-19 and the coronavirus have basically shut literally everything, like 89% of everything down. Let's just be honest. So there is basically almost undivided attention towards everything this is going on with this.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's great.
And it's a good thing, because hopefully we're making a change.
Exactly. And there is changes going on, which are great.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean it's not equally exhausting.
It's just exhausting. Because
exactly.
It's like, you get so worried, because you're like me with this. You get worked up with it, and you're like, how could this be? How dare you?
What the hell? What can we do to help?
How do we change?
Like, what do we do?
And, you know, and sometimes it just seems like you're just completely helpless. But, I mean, we're not. We're using our voice. We're using our privilege to make sure to help
to help the cause
as best as we can.
Yeah, and to the best of our ability.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there are a lot of people here, even here on Long Island, that are not being so good, and they're not being so wonderful.
How honest to God,
racist
Long Island
is?
Long Island really is. As much of a melting pot New York is, It is. Oh my God.
Now, Kim lives in Merrick, what do you call it? And we're not telling you where or which part or whatever. Yeah. But in Merrick, Merrick was freaking trending this past week.
Yeah.
You know, and
surprisingly.
It wasn't surprising.
I know.
Because what do you call it?
I was just being facetious.
Yeah. No, but they were having a protest. Ah! And what do you call it? They're walking down a main road and what do you call it? A bunch of white locals stopped them in the middle of the road,
yep,
and were refusing to let them pass. They were telling the police they can't be here. And just the disgusting remarks and putrid people. I am ashamed.
Yep.
I am ashamed that these people are here on Long Island with us.
Oh, me too. Me too.
What do you call it? You know, and Kim, she lives in the town. She goes, yeah, that's South Merrick. She goes, yeah, we even detest them. You know, so like at the end of the day, it's like,
doesn't
all
matter. Right. They still roped you in.
Yeah.
They still roped your side of Merrick in.
Unbelievable.
Exactly.
And it didn't differentiate between
no.
the Merricks.
No.
But what do you call it? But at the end of the day, it was awful. And yeah. I just kept thinking to myself, I'm like, if I was there, I would have freaking slapped the taste out of people's mouths.
Yep.
And then obviously that makes me look bad. It makes the movement look bad.
Yeah.
But how could you not? You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's only so much that you can do before you feel like throwing hands is the next best option. You know?
Some of these faces, bro. Some of these faces. I just wanted to just grab them and just shove my fist down.
I'm going to tell you right now, though, people are getting called the F out.
I want to talk about that.
And that's great that it is.
So there's this guy in Huntington. I'm going to talk about him first.
Go for
what
it.
What do you call it? You familiar with that one?
No, but go right ahead. Okay. I want you to tell me this.
So the one in Huntington... there is a guy.
What's his name? What's the business?
I'm trying to grab the name real quick.
Where does he live?
I don't know exactly where he lives, but I would love to get that information.
What's his email?
this dude.
What's his mother's maiden name?
What's his mother's maiden
name? What's his first pet's name?
What are you, Trump?
No.
Do I look like Obama to you?
No. Where's his Kenyan birth?
Why did we just do that? Well, whatever. Well, it's there. It's there. It's staying.
It's
anyway, so there's this dude. I can't find the name right now, but I will find it if I have to during the break. So,
whatever.
Instead, I'm going to talk about this one.
Go ahead.
There's a guy who's working for Remax.
Yeah.
All right. And
his retail company, realtor.
That's
company.
Realtors. Yeah. Jared Aversano. Get that name, Jared Aversano. So apparently he's somewhere in Ronkonkoma.
Okay.
All right. So if you're on Long Island, you can keep an eye out for his name and. What do you call it? Apparently, he was on a video on Twitter making threats while holding an assault rifle.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. So his quote says, "My response to the looting and the rioting that's going on, I wish a..."
I'm sorry.
N-word is what he said. N-word. Would, period. "I went out and spent $1,300 on this expletive." He used the effing, referring to the weapon.
I'm going to ask him right now, how much ammo you got?
Hold on. And then he said, "Please, I want to use it."
Okay.
Unbelievable.
How much ammo you got? Because let me tell you, brother, you ain't got enough bullets.
Disgusting.
You ain't got enough bullets.
Unbelievable.
You take one down, there's 80 more where that came from. Good luck.
So apparently he worked for the Remax, which is...
Keyword worked.
Right. Well, here's the thing. He was working for his parents, so mommy
Aww,
and daddy gave
mommy
him a
and daddy
yeah, gave
him
a job. A show just like someone else we know. What do you call it? All right.
Itty bitty baby, itty bitty boat.
Pretty much. Yeah. So basically, the parents put out a statement, you know, saying that my husband and I are greatly
We have
troubled,
no son.
Yeah, and personally hurt by the harmful words and actions of our son. The video he created is abhorrent and unacceptable. Okay, well, guess what? You know, you're not, you know what I'm saying?
You're out of the will.
At the end, I doubt it. They're going to be like, oh, my baby boy. You know, it's not going to sink in. He's going to not work for a month, and then, you know, he'll slowly start coming back. You know, I think that he shouldn't have a job at all. I don't think anybody should hire him. I think that he should sit and live on the street for the rest of his life. Piece of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Like, how do you do
Honest
that?
Honest to God, we are in an age right now where people could be called out for this crap really, really quickly, and racism has no place in this world anymore.
Absolutely.
So if you are somebody who feels that a race is inferior to yours, you're already part of the problem. And
right.
if you're not saying anything about why this is a problem, then sadly, you are also part of the problem. Should you be called out? Yeah, that's debatable. What are your ethics? But if you are a racist, you deserve everything that's coming to you right now.
Everything and more.
Everything.
You saw the couple who put that how to be a N-word, whatever,
yeah.
and on TikTok.
They got called
and then
out
she goes, "Oh, it's ruining my life."
Oh, too bad.
Oh, f- you,
bad. Like, you should have done it.
You're the one who put it up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know the woman that was in that park that dude was birdwatching in?
Okay.
She says her life's been ruined too.
Good.
Yeah, good.
They deserve it.
Good.
Anyway.
And the best part is too, they're willing, Cuomo introduced a bill that would prevent or at least deter false accusation calls to 911.
Really?
And actually you would be charged with a felony for it.
That would be great.
So,
well, why don't we do this? We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with some more slamming on WBS.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13 and you're listening to With Brim. Raw!
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
Up, up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T! In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune into my brother, Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hello.
So, okay, so the place that I was looking for before.
Yeah.
All right, so the name of the place in Huntington Village is called Tutto Pazzo. I think that's how you call it.
Oh, yes. This
place. So you heard about this.
I heard the restaurant. I forgot the guy's name.
Okay. So the guy's name, and I want everybody to make sure you soak it in because this guy is canceled for life. All right. Luigi Patrone. Luigi Patrone, piece of garbage, okay? I swear to God, I just would love to go slap the taste out of his piece of garbage mouth. So he was in a video that he was filming on social media. Again, Facebook Live, I believe it was. And he, what do you call it? He decided to make a video saying, obviously screaming the N-word. And,
oh, yeah.
And saying how... he hopes, though, that any of the protesters come towards his location because they have a whole bunch of watermelons that they're gonna take and use to throw at these protesters. I gotta still stick with the
I know.
But anyway, so basically he's saying that he's gonna be throwing watermelons at black people is what he was saying, and How do you think that you're going to go on Facebook Live, nonetheless, and actually, you know, put something like that out there? First of all, it's bad enough if you're a racist and a homophobe, you know what I mean, in general. You know what I'm saying? But being, you know, and being a closet one, that's bad enough. But being one that's going to be, you know, obscenely loud about it, especially during everything that's going on right now, are you, like, deaf, dumb, stupid... Like,
I know we're not allowed to use the word retard anymore, but can we change? Can we just correlate the word racist and retard in the same vein now?
Yeah, we could name it a Luigi.
Yeah, exactly.
A Luigi Patrone.
A Luigi Patrone. A retard. A retard.
There you go.
So any racist is a retard, and a retard is a racist now.
Right.
And that's how it is in my brain, and that's what it'll forever be. You f***ing retards.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So now they, what do you call it? There was a bunch of protesters. That put together another deal and named it Operation Watermelon Drop-Off, which referenced this piece of garbage's comments about Black Lives Matter marchers.
Yeah.
He called them savages and animals. He threatened to throw watermelons at them.
Poor baby.
Basically, he was so scared crapless that he boarded up early on this past week. So what do you call it? You know, obviously he was fearing retaliation. So
pussy.
So people loaded up in front of the place, watermelons, as far as the eye can see. So they just dropped off watermelons.
So they're like, oh, you want watermelons?
Yeah.
Sure, we'll give you watermelons. All the goddamn watermelons on the city block.
Yeah, and having boycott racism written on them and things like that.
Suck it, you whore.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely freaking hilarious. And you know what? And you know what's even better? Little Vincent's Pizza that's in Huntington also.
Yeah.
They dropped off pizzas for the crowd.
Now that is a good way for advertising.
Exactly.
Little Vincent's, thank you.
Kudos there.
Kudos to
Kudos
that.
There.
If I'm in Huntington Village again, guess where I'm going?
That's where I'll eat. You know
Hell
what I mean?
Hell yeah, baby.
You know, and it's like, then this guy tried to pull in the guy who owns the Mexican place over there. And it's crazy because the guy was like, I didn't know he said that because he was in the video, but he wasn't anywhere near the guy. He was like either in front of him or behind him. I can't remember. And I'm sitting here going, this is ridiculous. I was about to cancel them both. And it's sad because I eat at that Mexican place every once in a while. So it turns out that he didn't hear him. And he's like, this guy's a piece of shit. And I have nothing to do with what he's
doing. Good.
So, yeah.
And honestly, at that point, I would also contact the landlord, see what happens.
Exactly.
Because you know why? There was a woman in Minneapolis who was dumping ice on protesters. She got evicted the same day.
What, really? She did?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah. The company that ran that landlord that supervises that apartment building found out who she was through the video.
Right.
And literally said, "You're out. Get out.
Wow.
You have to get out tonight. Leave."
That's amazing.
You've broken your lease.
That's insane.
Now. Yeah.
And did they force her out?
They forced her out.
That's crazy.
Wherever she is, they don't care. I don't care either.
Mm.
Suck it.
Where was that?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Now what do
or
you call
Milwaukee? It was in. I think it was Minneapolis though.
Then and what about those two guys in Buffalo who pushed the 74 year old man, the white guy.
Oh, the two cops. Yeah. So those two cops were charged, pleaded not guilty, and were released without bail.
Oh, were they? I thought they were arrested.
They were arrested, charged, and released without bail.
So. So they were released.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why were they released?
The entire police, Buffalo Police, which is about 57 to about 65, police officers were all outside the courthouse clapping when they left.
Yeah, well, they're pieces of shit, every single one of them.
Every single one of them.
And here's what it is. They all,
Buffalo.
Yeah, in Buffalo. They all decided that they were resigning from that position, all right? No, they resigned from the
Not
emergency
the force, but
from
the
emergency,
emergency
position.
Position,
but they didn't resign from the force. Pardon me, but fuck you. You fucking supported pieces of shit who went out to hurt somebody for no goddamn reason. This guy is an old motherfucking guy, dude, and he's coming up there, and apparently, I think from what I heard, he might have been trying to give them back one of their helmets or something like
that. He was trying to give them back something that they had.
Right. Okay. So
he
essentially
was actually doing an olive branch.
They took him and they threw him down.
Did you see the full video?
Yeah. They didn't throw him down. They pushed him, which
he fell down
and he cracked
his
head skull.
Open, and you see blood pouring out of his ears.
Unbelievable. So remember what I said. I'm not against all cops. I'm against bad cops. Now, the fact of the matter is, all those 57 pieces of shit who went and supported these two assholes who did the wrong thing, there are no such thing as good cops who don't speak out against bad cops.
If there is 1,000 room of cops and 10 of them are bad and the other 990 don't speak out, there are 1,000 bad cops
in that room.
That's
right. Unbelievable. It disgusts me.
Yeah.
It disgusts me.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. We need, and I know a lot of people are saying abolish police. I know what they're actually saying. They're saying abolish the current police like standard, like reform. They're basically calling for police reform. At least a lot of them are. Those who don't and just think that, you know, the only good cop is a dead cop is the dumbest ass in the whole world.
No, that's stupid.
But abolishing the current system and rebuilding it to be better is what we want.
Yeah.
We want it to be better.
I just, you know,
this is not it, pals.
It gets me so angry and so worked up.
And that's
why
I'm so tired.
Now, apparently, this is something I believe that was just updated today.
What's up?
A Florida police organization said that they're going to be willing to hire the officers that were accused of misconduct.
Yeah, nah, not happening.
Well, that's actually what's going on.
Bet you laws are going to be passed to prevent that.
Yeah, the Brevard County FOP. Mm-hmm. Hey, Buffalo 57 and Atlanta 6. We're hiring in Florida. Lower taxes, no spineless leadership, or dumb mayors rambling on at press conferences. Plus, we got your back. Law and Order, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Move to where you are. Unbelievable.
Move to Florida, and then we cut off Florida from the United States. And then let's see how well they change.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Really? This is the shit that gets on my last nerve.
This is shit that gets underneath your skin.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even know about this before we, you know, sat down and did the show.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to... It's just unbelievable. And meanwhile, we have a spineless president who goes and hides in a goddamn freaking bunker when shit's happening, puts up walls outside of the fucking White House.
Pussy.
You piece of shit. And now you've got these kind of assholes, these pieces of shit, who are sitting going, oh, we're going to hire all the bad cops. Then that makes your whole fucking department bad. Somebody needs to do something. Somebody needs to do
something.
A little more than
something. A whole entire overhaul needs to happen.
Spineless.
Now,
people,
I'm not advocating to vote for Biden because I'm not a huge fan of him, but he is the only Democratic nominee that's going to be obviously the DNC's pick. We all know this. It's going to happen.
Yep.
He is the status quo. So a lot of stuff is probably not going to change. But if he's going to be the status quo that starts changing, then I'm all for it.
I hate having to talk anything but politics.
I do.
This whole f***ing thing is politics.
It hurts. It really hurts.
It's, I don't want
to talk
politics.
That we don't like to talk about. We don't like to bring this stuff on the show because it divides our audiences, but sometimes it's just that you can't divide racism and non-racism and not talk about it. Like, you need to see that racism is bad, okay? Like, don't be a fucking prick.
I just don't. I can't anymore. You know what I mean? It's like this hate spewed every day. There are people dying in the streets, and this buffoon is sitting there and talking about his ratings.
Yep.
He's talking about his fucking ratings. Yep. Don't you people see anything wrong with that?
Yep.
Like, really?
Yep. And not to mention, too,
don't fucking like it. Don't follow me. Don't listen to the fucking show.
William Barr.
this shit.
Attorney
man.
General is a piece of goddamn trash.
And I never, ever talk about this.
We don't.
You know, like,
because we don't want to.
But anybody with, I'm not all the way left. I'm certainly not right. I'm right in the middle. I can appreciate certain things.
I'm a moderate.
From all areas.
Honest to God, I'm a moderate Democrat with some leaning towards Republican
exactly.
views.
Exactly.
Some.
Very few.
Very few. Exactly.
But
very few.
Anybody with a pair of eyes and a half of a quarter of a brain can see the stupid bullshit that's spewing out of his mouth. Are you people that support him that stupid?
If you support him, you support a tyrannical government, and that is exactly why we left England and threw the tea into the f***ing harbor in the first
Unreal.
Place.
I can't
so if you're going to think about supporting your God Emperor Trump,
unbelievable.
You really don't know what history is.
Like, seriously. All right, let's take a break. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey guys, this is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiker, the voice of Owl, Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Grimm, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find a location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hello. We had to take a minute to cool off, so sorry about the anger.
Yeah. I wanted to just let you people know all the shit that lit me up. And, you know, I'm sorry for losing it again. This is Within Brimskin. You know, like, I just cannot, I can't fathom the that's going on in the world today. And it's everything. Everything is going on. You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Yep.
You know, we've got racism, rioting, you know, looting. What do you call it? Such awful things going on in the world, and I can't even get words out. That's how upset I am. And
it's one of the reasons why I'm just so tired.
Yeah, it's been exhausting me. I get down these rabbit holes of garbage, and you know, it's just I don't want it to come out on air because, again, I don't want to divide an audience.
Yeah.
I never do. But if you can't see what's happening in the world and you can't see that this is wrong,
and if you hold hate in your heart
deeply.
There is no reason that you should hate somebody for the color of their skin. There isn't. I implore you to find me one legitimate reason that can't be disputed.
I don't know.
And it can't. No.
So I'm gonna say let's try to pass.
Let's pass over this for a while
because I mean, it's just that's everything that's going on.
Yeah.
You know, it's everything. Every time you pick up I pick up my phone, it's there. If I turn on a TV, it's there. That's why I've been so in depth and ingrained with freaking Animal Crossing.
He literally posted earlier today, like I'm deleting social media off my mobile device for a little while, like, you know, if I don't see y'all, be excellent to each other for a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly in that boat right now. I'm at this point where I have a folder on my phone that's just called social media, and it's filled with Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just going to delete that folder and just off my phone at least, and just make it easier for me to just not see it as much while also still trying my best to fight.
The thing is if you're not there, you're not watching it,
you're not seeing it,
you're not informed, you don't know what's going on.
So in other words, exactly. So it's like I'm turning a blind eye.
To do it.
Yeah, it's either you're turning a blind eye or you're getting deeper into this hole of shit.
Yeah, but if you turn the blind eye, that just makes you just as bad.
Oh, exactly.
You know, us not saying anything
is just as bad.
Would be just as bad.
Exactly.
And it's like, So Davi posted a very, very good video.
Yeah.
It was very informative. It was very heartfelt. And I was at that moment I was like, I'm proud to be your friend. On the post itself,
mm-hmm.
I said, no, that was a cough, not a sneeze.
Sorry.
Thank you anyway. what do you call it? I said in the post on Instagram something along the lines of, you know, it's you know, this is why I'm proud to, you know, to call you friend. It goes to show that even if, because a guy like him who's it's far right,
yes,
and I'm further and I'm further left, okay, how the two of us can have different ideas politically, but it doesn't make a difference because what's wrong is wrong. And
you look at it and you go, okay, regardless of what our actual beliefs are,
political,
it's wrong.
Political beliefs. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like, this people is not political. This has nothing to do with actual politics.
This has to do with human nature.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, him and I, from two completely opposite spectrums of the political, you know, thought process, the fact is that we were able to both say, we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter. This is wrong. Something needs to be done.
Yeah.
Put something together. Make something happen. Let's make this right. He was calling for Trump. He was calling for him to say, hey, do something about this. Yeah. This is your responsibility.
Your authoritarian thought process ain't working.
And this is somebody that's on far right.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who's, you know, that's why I said, you don't follow somebody blindly into the freaking night. You know what I mean? You just don't do it.
If you follow blindly, you won't see. It's literally it's the easiest analogy to say, but it's true. And those who ignore history are doomed to repeat it.
You know, I mean, it's like, okay, you know, if you know something's wrong, you speak up and out about it. You know what I mean? Like so many people are just I don't know, man. I don't want to talk about this stuff anymore.
It's
but that's all there is to talk about.
Because there's nothing else. Everything is down. We don't have anything right now. It is giving us our undivided attention, essentially.
Somebody messages
like what I was saying
me
before.
And like we're talking about that. You
of
know
course.
What I mean? And
I'm pretty sure
like,
if Charles messaged you right now, God.
Oh God, no! It would be nonstop.
Yeah.
What do you call it? And
your phone would be blowing up right now. Just him.
I actually need to call him and see how he's doing. But anyway.
No, yeah, I definitely give him my best. Seriously.
You know, like, and that's why I told you like the Animal Crossing thing. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, yeah. No, I also hate it. I love the game, but I hate the game not just because it sucks up all my time.
It's a beautiful distraction.
It is an amazing distraction from all the crap that's going on in the world. You know, the other day, I went and I visited another fan's island.
Nice.
And I've been visiting them a lot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What do you call it? And I went to this one island, and the girl was wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt on the
yeah,
game.
Yeah. A lot of people are using it to speak out there as well.
You know. And I saw it, and I was like, wow. I said, I can't even
escape it
here, but I'm glad that that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because people are trying to make a change regardless of where they are.
Yeah.
You know, and I respected it, and I thought it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a matter of fact, I looked it up to see, you know, if I should grab the code and grab one.
There's
too.
Many codes out there.
Yeah.
Flags, shirts,
it's just,
hats.
You know, I feel guilty because I'm like I feel not because I'm doing anything wrong
no.
because I'm listen, you can go to my social media, you'll see I'm
yeah.
consistently putting stuff out, you know, you know, about all this stuff and
yeah.
And condemning the garbage that's causing the problems.
Yeah.
But what do you call it?
You wish that you could do more.
I wish I could do more. I call up any of my what do you call it, black friends, you know, just to be like or message them, be
how
like,
you
hey,
feeling?
Just seeing how you're doing, how's everything, which yeah. is but understand I do this anyway.
Yeah.
That's something I do to
but
everybody.
This
white,
is just
black,
on
Spanish,
top.
Doesn't this
of
is on
else.
Top of everything and I message them and then it's like I feel like, what else can I do? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
what else can I do?
Yeah.
And you know, they know I'm there 200% for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the, because they know, they're like, Brim's real. Brim's 100%. You know, like, I will never stray. You know, but I grew up, all my old school friends from Uniondale, you know, they've been contacting me and, you know, like, thank you so much. You know, they knew, I grew up the only white kid in an
yeah.
all black area.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe there were like two or three other white kids. You know what I'm saying?
But you
but,
were
you know,
the token.
I was one of
the
token white kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so for me, like, I've seen this firsthand my entire upbringing.
Yeah.
I've seen it while on tour. I've seen it throughout the freaking country, the garbage that's out there is just. It's just, it's exhausting.
To have hate in your heart is like taking a poison that you expect the other person to get sick from.
Yeah, I just, it's
true. It is absolutely true.
It is. Well, what do you call it? I'm just, you know, at wit's end with it.
Listen, I will tell you this. At least we can wind down for this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're getting there.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying.
No,
I'm
I know. It's a lot.
I'm trying. I
don't worry.
It's like, and then Danielle is like, you know, well, hon, why you're on the game? You're on the game. Why don't you come and do? I'm like, because I just wanna veg.
I don't
want to
be anywhere.
I just
want to
veg.
Yeah.
You know, and
there's
that's not. Understand, you guys know that's not like me.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm very like, okay, I need to work. I get work.
Oh
but,
yeah.
But what am I doing? I can't work. I can't go anywhere.
You're only working as much as you can.
Right. So
everything else is like,
It's just insane.
It's a lot.
I just listen, people. Again, you know. Also, and I wanna make sure it's very clear that the thoughts, you know, of Steve and I here on Within Brimskin are completely separate and different. These are not the words of Grindhouse Radio. It has nothing to do with GHR. This is our
own
personal words. This is the where we vent. We're allowed. This is why WBS was created. Us to have fun, but to vent when venting needed to be had. And, you know, these last couple of weeks with what's going on in the world, I think that it is very important for people to understand, you know, that it is, you know, it's that time. You need to get angry.
Yeah.
You need to take a stand. You need to do what needs to get done in order to move forward and past the BS that's been going on the last 300 years.
Amen.
Anyway, thanks again for tuning in to Within Brimskin. Again, we apologize for going off the handle today. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. And again, we'll be hanging with you next week.